A standing wave is a pattern of energetic vibration within a given medium. The oscillating frequency of its generating source causes that its waves, previously emitted and that have been reflected back to itself, interfere with those that come directly from it. This interference occurs in such a way that specific points are generated in the medium that appear as static, giving rise to the name standing waves. The pattern of vibration necessary to create a standing wave within a medium needs very specific frequencies. These frequencies are known as harmonic frequencies or as harmonic of a frequency. They are points of energetic concentration in perfect balance within a medium. Any non-harmonic frequency, either in the emitting, incident, or reflected waves, creates a disturbance in the pattern of the standing wave, creating an irregular and chaotic frequency that dissolves it, collapsing the wave. There is only one substance, and it exists as a wave and spreads throughout the universe. Space is an uninterrupted and interwoven medium of this wave that is defined as potential energy. Matter is formed in spherical toroidal waves in interwoven space following predictable and specific mathematical patterns known as sacred geometry. The spherical toroidal forms are the points of energetic concentration of the standing waves, also known as nodes. The matter is made up of a concentration of standing spherical toroidal waves that form these points or nodes. Therefore, the whole matter is interconnected. These waves vibrate and interact with each other within the entire interconnected medium of potential energy. The predictable mathematical patterns, known as sacred geometry, are those that determine the concentration and position of the nodes or standing waves that, in turn, will form matter. These mathematical patterns, in the form of sacred geometry, are imposed directly by the tension of a conscience and are applied to the medium in which the waves propagate, space, as an energetic concentration coming from another medium in a superior plane, consciousness. This is the emitter of the wave that spreads through the medium or potential energy throughout the universe, and this in turn forms it. This medium or potential energy is the ether. The patterns of sacred geometry that form the standing waves and that in turn give rise to matter come from a higher plane that is also formed by another plane superior to this one, and so on, until forming the whole, or the source. The sacred geometry of each plane is progressive and exponentially more complex by including all the necessary information to form all the lower planes. The waves that create a conscious being vibrate within this interconnected and interwoven matrix of potential energy called ether. your mind, your senses, your thoughts, your feelings and emotions are those waves and determine the frequency of the emission. These waves, changes and variations in the frequency of the emission, are in constant communication with all other waves. The movement and frequency of its undulations within the medium are caused by the point of attention of the conscious being and will form the portion of the space that he will see as his outer world. Whatever has the attention and creative focus of a consciousness will take shape. If several energy emitting points, that is, several conscious beings, have the same point or focus of their attention, either already existing or something in formation in the idea stage, the emission of waves will create a constructive interference reinforcing the points or nodes of the standing waves within the energetic soup called ether, accelerating the formation of new matter by the cooperative accumulation of energy with a specific pattern in common. Likewise, if several energy-emitting points have the same point or focus of their attention, but different opposing intentions or feelings, a destructive interference between them will be created. This applies both to the creation of matter and to situations or events that are nothing more than an animated sequence of positions of matter manifested by the attention of one or more consciousnesses. The animation of events, or time, is only a frequency emitted from a consciousness within the etheric field. The point of attention, or the point of focus of the being with consciousness, is the result of the communication between all the waves within the medium or ether. These can come from the same consciousness in the form of reflection or rebound, or they can also come from another being or beings with consciousness inside or outside the same existential plane. They will form complex patterns of energy concentrations or patterns of stationary wave nodes, either in the form of constructive interference or destructive interference. These energy patterns are what the beings with consciousness within the shared medium will perceive as the external world. The interaction between the waves within the medium modifies its frequency and also creates new waves. Therefore, the focus or point of attention of a consciousness, individual or collective, is the center of attraction where a concentration of energy or node is created of a standing wave. This energy concentration or stationary wave node within the medium called ether is the same as a subatomic particle that, following the patterns established by the attention points of the emitting consciousness, will form progressively more complex energetic structures. First, subatomic particles, then atoms that formed complex molecules that in turn formed elements, substances, and structures of matter, including DNA. All following the mathematical patterns of sacred geometry, in the form of harmonics of a frequency, imposed by the dynamics of interaction between the waves and their frequency within the medium, or ether, emitted by the points of attention or focus of a consciousness. All matter as such, as well as its sequence animated by a conscience, has as its basis or primitive energy structure the sacred geometry. And this is because it is the only way in which matter could be formed, as a harmonic of a mathematically perfect frequency is needed to sustain the nodes or energetic points of the standing waves within the medium of potential energy called ether. Any frequency outside the harmonic of sacred geometry would collapse said standing wave, dissolving the node and with this, the matter. Everything a being with consciousness lives, experiences, feels, thinks, says, and does is experienced by all the interwoven and interconnected medium of potential energy called ether, which forms the universe. Your thoughts create a change of frequency, movement, and volume within the waves that you emit. Your feelings create a change within the harmonic of the frequency that you emit, changing with this your mathematical energetic structure. The frequency of the outgoing wave, which emits the conscious being, is a form of communication with the field or medium in which it is. What it emits in the outgoing wave determines what communication it will receive in the incoming wave. Each individual with conscience determines and controls the nature of the communication that he transmits and receives with his own dynamics of personal flow of information, moving to his point of attention, frequency of thought, ideas, and feelings. All the information in the interconnected and interwoven medium is shared and affects all its parts in all the medium, using frequencies of energetic waves that interfere with each other, always observing mathematical structures of sacred geometry. This is the definition of the whole. It is the unified field, the source, or the cooperative conjunction of all consciousness as a whole. It is the universe itself. It is the definition of every little creature with consciousness. A being with consciousness is a node or energetic point of a standing wave, and in turn is a holographic fragment of the whole and the whole simultaneously. Every being with a consciousness is the universe itself. The mathematics of vortices contains all the formulas that control both the mechanics of the manifestation and its specific frequencies or harmonics of a frequency that controls everything. The math and energy flow that forms a toroidal flow structure is the basis for the formation of matter and is also the key to zero-point energy. And it is also related to the Fibonacci sequence. It is not necessary to go into detail here because all this is easy to find online. All the math of toroidal flow is based on this key principle, that is the relationship and sequence of and between the numbers 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5 and 3, 6, 9. The relationship between these numbers is as follows. All formation of matter, as a clearer example is that of cell division, obeys duplication patterns. 1 times 2 is 2, 2 times 2 is 4, and 4 times 2 is 8. In this pattern of sacred geometry, that is the basis of the toroid, the numbers are duplicated as follows. 1 times 2 is 2, 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times 2 is 8, 8 times 2 is 16, where 1 plus 6 is 7, and now 7 times 2 is 14, and 1 plus 4 is 5, 5 times 2 is 10, and 1 plus 0 is 1, following again and again the same pattern of energetic mathematical flow of 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. This is the basic pattern or motor of a toroid in its basic representation. The numbers 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5 represent the physical side, and 3, 6, 9, the etheric side. Since they obey another interconnected sequence, that is 1 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 4 is 6, 4 plus 8 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3, 8 plus 7 is 15, and 1 plus 5 is 6, 7 plus 5 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3, 5 plus 1 is 6. As you can see, the results will always be alternated between 3 and 6, and it is for this reason. 3 times 2 is 6, 6 times 2 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. 12 times 2 is 24, and 2 plus 4 is 6. 24 times 2 is 48, and 4 plus 8 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. 48 times 2 is 96, and 9 plus 6 is 15, and 1 plus 5 is 6, and thus to infinity, always alternating the result between 3 and 6. This alternating effect also translates into an inversion of the electromagnetic polarity within the dynamics of the toroidal energetic flow. In the case of number 9, it is the result of the sum between 3 and 6, or 6 and 3. And this obeys to its own sequence that is simultaneously isolated and omnipresent. 9 times 2 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. 18 times 2 is 36, and 3 plus 6 is 9. 36 times 2 is 72, and 7 and 2 is 9. 72 times 2 is 144, and 1 plus 4 and 4 is 9. And so to infinity, always with the same result as the number 9. 9 times 1 is 9. 9 times 2 is 18, and 1 plus 8 is 9. 9 times 3 is 27, and 2 plus 7 is 9. 9 times 4 is 36, and 3 plus 6 is 9. 9 times 5 is 45, and 4 plus 5 is 9. Always the same result, 9. Note here the presence of numbers 72 and 144 that are always used in secret societies to list the number of people chosen or special, often to perform a job according to the phrase "save the world." Both 72 and 144, as 144,000, always add 9, which is the number that symbolizes the all or the source. Strong esoteric content is evident. The relationship between 3, 6, and 9 form a trinity, where 3 and 6 are opposite, and 9 is the combination of both as a whole. Note that I did not say it was a balance, because it is not. It is the sum of both as a whole. The nine also symbolizes the illumination, that is the ability to transcend duality. The total relation between the numbers 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5 will always add 9, also as in 1 plus 2 plus 4 plus 8 plus 7 plus 5 is 27 and 2 plus 7 is 9, as the most important basic example. In this image, we can see how the energetic flow inside the toroid causes a depolarization on the etheric side between the poles 3 and 6 every time the energy flow is turned from one side to the other, 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5, changing polarity with this. One polarity is dominated by 1, 2, 4 and the other by 8, 7, 5. At the point in the center, there is a release of energy or energy depolarization, hence the name zero point energy. The center in yellow is the zero point. All the creation of matter is based on this mathematical principle of sacred geometry. From a subatomic particle to a whole galaxy, they are formed with this principle. The cell division also obeys the same mathematical pattern of 1 times 2 is 2, 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times 2 is 8. Also, with this, I take the opportunity to explain how the flat Earth theory has no meaning, because if absolutely everything that is known as matter is based on the mathematics of the toroid, how is it that the Earth was formed if it is flat? Why would it be different? Like everything else, the Earth is a toroid, like any other planet, and has openings at the poles, like any other toroid. But it's not completely hollow, but has large internal cavities, mostly in line with the initial energy flow of this. Earth simply cannot be flat. I see that idea as a government imposition for manipulation to create confusion among people who begin to question what the status quo dictates. I also see it as a strategy to discredit extraterrestrial existence, because if the Earth is flat, then there are no other planets, and only refer to the UFO phenomenon as interdimensional. All matter, large and small, is formed with the dynamic and mathematical geometry of the toroid. This theory is totally meaningless. In the image, the energy release point is the center, or zero point, caused by the depolarization between the field 1 to 4, 8, 7, 5 and the field 3 and 6, being that everything reinforces the upper point, or 9, which is the node of the static wave that has been created by the energy dynamics below, and joins other toroids or energetic engines to create complex structures following the harmonic frequency of sacred geometry product of the attention point of a consciousness. The toroids are added, forming other more complex structures, such as the so-called flower of life, always following the same pattern. The cycles with which the energy circulates in the pattern of 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5 are its frequency, and it is measured in hertz. The average amount in hertz of revolutions within the toroidal systems that make up the matter to any level and in the cosmological, it is also known as Schumann resonance when it comes to a particular planet, and is specific to each celestial body or position in the universe. the speed or frequency of the cycles in Hertz of matter is itself what defines a density or existential plane. The higher the energy frequency in Hertz, the higher the existential density. And as I described above, it is directly and inseparably linked to the consciousness that generates. Although it would be thought that this would occur only collectively, especially in a planetary point of view, this is not so, since it occurs both collectively and in the sum or average of all present consciences as individually, because each being with consciousness, using its own point of attention or focus, filters, creates and blocks all frequencies that are not within its range of attention, thus creating a private and proper parallel universe reality. All the information and the principles of zero-point energy or free energy are already on Earth since the time of Nikola Tesla. And the only thing that prevents its free use by all the human population is the presence of very negative beings who wish to continue exploiting it. In order for the population to have free energy, it is necessary to remove the negative beings, the corporate cabal and Illuminati from the planetary control that have simply monopolized the technology and have eliminated the independent scientists along with all their work as soon as they arise on their own. This is not new to you, and what I describe above is only in big terms how the zero-point energy works. In summary, an energetic structure with correct geometry mathematics will cause an energetic depolarization from the etheric side, releasing a large amount of free energy. There is an electric charge on one side, perceived as physical, and another on the etheric side. When polarities and their charges have opposite poles within specific geometry, discharge occurs. Otherwise, none will be produced, as there is no point of depolarization. This is like, for example, that a bird is standing on a single high-voltage cable, but since there is no point of depolarization, nothing happens to the bird. But if it somehow touches the other wire or makes ground, then it will occur. They do not perceive or accept the zero-point energy because everything they perceive and everything they manipulate is on one side or pole. When this technology is perfected, an ultra-efficient reactor can be built that provides abundant energy that never runs out. It can transmit the specific frequency of depolarization of the etheric side, or 369, without cables to enormous distances, and the device equipped with a receiver in the exact frequency agreed by design. And this will cause an internal depolarization in the device, thus creating free energy transmitted without cables in a totally clean way that can be used for its functions in an unlimited way. And since the transmission of high energy is from the non-material side, it does not constitute any danger to life. In virtually all advanced civilizations, this kind of energy transmission is used where systems such as lighting, internal functions of buildings, industries, and planetary vehicles operate with this unlimited energy technology. In my civilization, almost everything is done by air with technology of cancellation and manipulation of gravity, which I will talk about later. Even so, We still use wheel vehicles for short distances because we do not have a road network. Only maglev type trains or electromagnetic levitation without wheels. Small wheeled vehicles for short distances have magnetic axes which minimize friction and operate with unlimited electric power taken by the air as described above. On Earth, they are told that oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel of organic origin. This is a big lie. Petroleum is a mineral generated by complex chemical, thermal, mechanical interactions within the crust of a planet. It is self-renewable. An oil well can be dried, only to be filled if it is left in peace for a period of time. That will depend on several factors, but rarely exceeds a few years. Oil is not scarce. It is just another trick to exploit the population. The atomic energy is highly toxic. Its ionizing effects affect several existential planes, not mentioning the bombs. The harmful effects are the worst known, and the cost risk is simply not acceptable. They are not safe, and all of them, even in perfect working conditions, emit a large number of highly harmful radioactive isotopes. They consume a gigantic amount of water, and the cost is extremely high. As if that were not enough, at least most of the ionizing nuclear plants consume more energy, both electric and total, that they produce. This happens by seasons, rotating between them all. The reason for the existence of nuclear plants, despite all their disadvantages, is not the production of electrical energy, but the ionizing effect itself. This is for the purpose of terraforming the planet to be according to the needs of the negatives. The ionizing radiation affects the cycles in Hertz of the matter by lowering its frequency and thereby lowering the total frequency of the planet by maintaining it in 3D. The production of electric power is just an excuse to install terraforming plants. The accidents of the Three Mile Island, Chernobyl and Fukushima nuclear plants, among others, were caused in order to spill radioactive isotopes to affect the Earth and its population. The nuclear plants are placed in strategic places all over the world, on the ley lines and energy points. Atomic plants are also used for the production of nuclear material for industry, especially weapons, not only for the manufacture of bombs, most of which are manufactured today, are small of the strategic class, example of which would be the intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs. Nuclear material is also used for the manufacture of kinetic ammunition. It also talks about other forms of energy, such as the fusion of matter and antimatter. There is talk of the element UUP-115, known as muscovite or unanpentium, as the fuel of UFOs. It is true that the Cabal and the negatives experiment with this substance, but most of the stellar advanced races, if not all, do not use it. What they do use are quartz crystal reactors that are nothing more than huge etheric depolarization machines. They are zero-point power reactors. These reactors produce abundant energy in quantities that far exceed what can be consumed, need a mini blanket and never need to recharge, in addition to being completely safe and clean. I can describe these reactors as a large titanium sphere filled with super-efficient thermoelectric cells with several concentric toroids, one inside the other, formed by about 2 million quartz microcrystals floating around inside the computer-controlled gravitational field in vacuum. These quartz microcrystals have the shape of perfect tetrahedral or merkabas that are energetically more toroid and maintain a constant vibratory frequency. The computer can control the individual position of each one of them and manipulate them with specific harmonic frequencies that are determined by their geometric position within the toroid of the reactor. These specific frequencies can also be considered as music. The concentric toroids placed one on the other, like onions, create a huge magnetic field that maximizes the effect of etheric depolarization. These quartz crystal toroids literally light up as small suns, producing all the energy a large ship might need. These suns are perfectly stable, and their energy is variable by changing the harmonics of the geometry that controls them using the manipulation of a gravitational field that controls the computer. Even these advanced zero-point energy reactors use the same principle exactly, of the relationship and interaction between the numbers 124875 and 369 that I described above, only perfected. In many sites of the New Age, among others, it is said that the Pleiadian ships operate with energy from quartz. As you can see from my previous description, this is partially true. The scale of Nikolai Kardashev, 1964, is a system or method to measure the evolutionary scale of a civilization based solely on its ability to take advantage of the energy that surrounds them. The Earth is a civilization of type 0, with a value of 0.73, according to the scale. The scale consists of three levels. Class 1 civilization. It is one that has managed to exploit all the available energy on your planet. Class 2 civilization. It is one that can take advantage of and exploit all the energy of its star. Class 3 civilization, it is one that can exploit all the energy of your galaxy. My comment is that this scale does not make any sense. It is again an example of reductionist and deterministic materialism. It only reflects the imperialist mentality of human scientists. You do not need to master all the energy of a planet, much less a sun or a galaxy. My civilization, like so many others, only uses the energy necessary for its operation and development without invasive efforts. And all the energy, with few exceptions, is based on zero-point depolarization. Therefore, the vast majority of positive civilizations would fall out of that scale. We do not need to take advantage of all the energy of our planet, much less our suns or galaxy. Also, the spiritual and moral development distances positive civilizations from all imperialist invasive needs. About the megastructure detected around the star KIC 8462852. It is said in the media that said star has a huge structure that, given its consistent geometric shape, could only have been artificially created by a very advanced extraterrestrial civilization, very possibly with a view to exploit the energy of its sun. What is around the star KIC 8462852? is a large amount of stones that at some time in their past formed a large rocky planet. They orbit that sun in a very closed way, but in balance with it. Being so close, they are inside the electromagnetism or magnetosphere field of the star, which, as I have described above, forms an energetic toroid. As the toroids obey specific mathematical patterns, and their structure is therefore self-complete, the only thing that happens here is that the rocks that form the structure are following or are accommodating according to the gravitational energetic pattern of the magnetosphere of said sun. It is just a phenomenon or natural structure. A lot of stones. And there are many more stars and planets that present that phenomenon, not only that one. No advanced civilization needs to drain or harness the energy of a sun in that way, because they have all they need by etheric depolarization or point zero. All free energy technology is already on Earth. It only needs to be liberated. Svaru from Erra.